USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 continues to be a hot topic in this year's general election, there's actually some good news. When China released the pandemic upon the world, the death rate of the disease was about 7%. When it reached the shores of the United States in January of 2020, epidemiologists believed it was closer to 2 to 3%. Flash forward to October 2020, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention puts the mortality rate at 0.65%. Is this a blip or a trend? Nobody really knows. Public health officials cite many reasons why we have lower death rates. Changing demographics of the sick and improved therapeutics are saving more lives at the hospitals. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease researcher at the University of California at San Francisco, theorized people's bodies are able to fight back more effectively. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Wildfires continue to rage in Colorado. USA Radio News' Dan Araki catches up with an eyewitness.
Thousands have been evacuated from the path of Colorado's second-largest wildfire. The entire town of Estes Park, with its 6,400 residents and nearby communities, were ordered to leave Sunday as high winds stoked the East Troublesome Fire, which had already burned more than 188,000 acres. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News about the carnage left behind in the wake of the fires.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
Greater than 12 inches of snow fell on Colorado's two biggest wildfires Sunday in a much-needed storm that is expected to weaken the fires and slow the spread for at least a few days. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched 60 more Starlink Internet Relay satellites on Saturday, taking the total number launched to 895. SpaceX plans to launch thousands of Starlinks designed to provide global high-speed broadband service. The 229-foot-tall Falcon 9 rocketed away from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. As usual for SpaceX, the Falcon 9's first stage flew itself back to the landing pad, an offshore drone ship. It's Falcon 9's 95th successful flight and 100th overall. It's Paycheck Protection Program or bust. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
USA Radio News.